Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it is a Saturday morning, and there's always so much going on, but there really is a lot going on this Saturday morning. Weather's not good, but should clear up later in the day. But, you know, it's where do you start? But I'm going to tell you where I'm going to start the show today, because I lost another one of my best friends this week. So today's show is dedicated to my little doggy, Bear, who left us on Thursday night, 14 years old, cute little guy. They're all dogs are cute, but he's a cute little guy. And there's a lot of people that made a lot of nice comments, which is a switch for Twitter and social media. I mean, the comments were really nice from a lot of people with their condolences and obviously their love for dogs, because everybody loves their little doggies. And I can't thank the people enough for all their comments, whether it was on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Thank you. And it's nice to see people who really care. But so I miss my little guy. I've lost two of my best friends in the last year, Jack in last August, and then Bear on Thursday night. So I'm dedicating this show to Bear, who was, as always, was a guy that was always watching TV with me. He was a good guy, but we'll get into it. And again, thanks for all your nice comments of condolences for the loss of my little doggy Bear. All right, let's get to so many things going on. The Eagles are almost always at the top of the list, almost always, and for good reason. People care more about the Eagles, and not that they don't care about the other teams. Even Flyers fans care. We found out once they fired their general manager. They really do. I mean, they're limited. The numbers out there, they've dwindled because of what's happened to the Flyers, but I don't want to get into that yet. I'm sure we'll get some people to call up about that. But the Eagles and free agents. Now, I mentioned earlier in the week that Brandon Graham and the Eagles were close and he was going to come back, and he did. And I don't think there's anybody that is not happy with Brandon Graham coming back and playing another year. The all-time leader in games in the history of the Eagles will be Brandon Graham. Hopefully his health continues and he has another healthy year. And then with that, another good year. But it's nice to have Brandon Graham back. And I think everybody agrees with that. All right, so free agents. Free agents are, it's tough in football. You know, baseball, there's no salary cap. So you can do what, if you want a player back, you can pay him the money. There's no salary cap. Every other sport has a salary cap, which makes it difficult, especially in football, especially when you win, because players want to get paid. There's no such thing as a hometown discount anymore. It doesn't exist. Players, especially towards the end of their contracts, and for players that know that that might be their biggest contract, for instance, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, knows this is going to be the biggest contract that he's going to sign in his career. And that's one of the reasons that it's very, very, very unlikely that he's coming back, because there's always somebody out there, because he's a good player, and he was a good player for the Eagles. So it's unlikely that he'll be back. It's unlikely that Hargrave will be back. At $20 million a year, that's a lot of money, and it's just they don't have that kind of money to spend. They're not a team that can do that right now. They need another year to kind of either get the cap to open up a little bit more and get some good young players, so you don't have to worry about signing free agents all the time. But I will say this, the Eagles will sign free agents. I don't think it's going to be in the first round of free agency, which opens up next week. I don't think that's going to be the case in the first round. They're not going to get the big guys, but they're going to get the second level players, and they're going to make trades, and they're going to get players on the last year of their contract. And as we saw this year with Bradbury and CJ, it's a big way of the world in the NFL to get players on their last year. They're playing for a contract. You hope to get a good year out of them. So there's another situation that has come up. And Darius Slay, he's 32 years old. He's making a lot of money. And he's been given permission. His agent's been given permission. Drew Rosenhaus has been given permission to go out and seek a trade. Now, the Eagles hope he finds somebody. Don't think the Eagles haven't tried, because they definitely have tried. But part of the trade with Slay is he's going to want a new contract. That is, I don't think that's the biggest reason, but that's one of the reasons that the Eagles really are willing to move on. He wants a new deal. You got to be kidding me. You know, and he couches it under the premise of, well, yeah, it would lower the cap and you would extend him. Yeah, but he would get more money. You can't start paying NFL players, especially since the second half of the year, he really did not have a good year the second half of the year. He would not admit it, and he won't say it, because he thinks he still plays great. And for his career with the Eagles, he did have some really, really good games and did a really good job. But sometimes the time is the time, and Father Time doesn't lose. I think he can still play, but not at the level that he wants to get paid. And that's an issue. So I don't know how many people out there would be upset if Darius Slay is gone. I bet you there's not 15 or 20, not 15% of the people out there, of the fans of the Eagles, that would be unhappy if they saw Slay leave. And it doesn't even matter what the trade is, because it frees up some money to go out and get another player, maybe on the final year of his contract, and they'll get good players. They can probably get somebody that played as well as Slay the second half of the season to play one of the corners. Now, here's the other thing I thought could happen. If Slay goes, then possibly they could sign Bradbury. But my understanding now is Bradbury wants, you know, I can't say too much money, because that's too much money is the money that it's out there for a corner. And he's 29 years old, so he could get a 3 or 4 year contract. But I don't know that Bradbury will be back. So they're going to have, the Eagles will probably have two new corners next year. They're going to have a new safety. Hopefully they can find a way to keep, and I'd like to see them keep Epps and TJ Edwards, but they're going to get paid as well. So we can talk about the Eagles. The first question is, would you be upset if big play Slay, who was average play Slay or no play Slay the second half of the season, would you be unhappy if he was not an Eagle next year? And I know there can't be anybody out there that's not happy with Brandon Graham coming back. And it's not not crazy money. He's going to make, he could make up to $6 million bucks with incentives. You know, it might come down to probably snaps, maybe sacks. I don't know what it is, but they create some incentives because if he has a year like he had last year, he'll make $6 million. But there wasn't anything out there. There was reports that, and I guess Cleveland's just trying to get players. But why would he want to go to Cleveland for 1 year? I mean, it just let's be honest about it. So we can talk about that today, and obviously that's a big part of what we're going to talk about today. The Phillies. All right, so here's a couple of things with the Phillies. It's not a good thing with what happened to Andrew Painter. And I don't know, right now, obviously, they're not talking about surgery because it's a strain of the UCL. I guess that's a ligament in your elbow. I don't know if it's a ligament or whatever. It's in your elbow. Yeah, it's a ligament. UCL, the last thing, is ulnar collateral ligament. So it's the ligament in your elbow. And it's a strain, which is a tear. It's not serious enough right now that they're, I think they want to see how it goes. I would not be surprised if Andrew Painter does not pitch one inning for the Phillies in the major leagues this year. Now, that's not what the Phillies are going to say because they want to give him hope and they want to give everybody else hope. But you got to be, he's 19 years old. There's no rush. It's not like that's going to be the difference because in the end, the Phillies feel he's their number one starter maybe 2 or 3 years from now. I mean, how long is Zach Wheeler going to pitch for the Phillies? And I know his last two spring training outings, he did not pitch well, but that's spring training. I mean, that's why I've mentioned before, don't worry about spring training numbers. Spring training numbers are irrelevant. Home runs, hits, batting average, the way a guy pitches, it's irrelevant. But Andrew Painter, finally the Phillies, and they couch it with, they wanted one more doctor to look at it. That's Scott Boras is bad for baseball, and he's the agent of Andrew Painter. So he is determining everything that goes on with Andrew Painter. Because he's his agent. So he wanted, that's his doctor, the last guy that looked at it. But don't tell me he couldn't look at it before. He's on vacation. So what? It's an email. An MRI is an email. The Phillies knew that there was an issue with the ulnar collateral ligament in Andrew Painter's elbow. And they're going to shut him down for a while. I'm telling you, I don't know that they believe that's the case. They hope it's not the case. They want to see how it heals. But it wouldn't shock me that Andrew Painter doesn't pitch this year because in the major league level. He might throw somewhere when things start to get better. But why risk it with a pitcher that is your future and he's 19 years old? So it's – and the Phillies are part of the problem with the injury. I was told by a couple of baseball people, Andrew Painter, number one, had three good pitches. 19 years old, he had three good pitches. Well, he added a couple of more, and one of them was the cutter. And I was told by baseball people outside the Phillies organization, if you don't throw the cutter properly, you can hurt your elbow, which apparently, I don't know that that's the case, but apparently, that could be the case why he got the injury to the ligament in his elbow. He got to stop. He just stopped with the new pitches, and he's good enough to weigh. He's 19 years old. He's not a guy trying to hang on to his career. So we can talk about that today. Harper reported to camp this week. The Phillies have said he should be back by the All-Star break. I was told that there's a good chance that he will be back before the All-Star break, maybe sometime the end of May or in June, and he's pretty much going to be a DH, I would say, for most of the year, if not the entire year. So he's going to come back. So he could be back earlier. And obviously, you know, in the lineup, they miss him. But Derek Hall did such a good job filling in with a DH. And he can hit left-handers a little bit better than you think. But he certainly is a left-hander, hits right-handers. If he got 500 at-bats this year, he would hit 30-some home runs. When I had Rob Thompson on, what was it, a couple of weeks ago on Saturday when I was down in Clearwater, and I gave him my lineup, I had Derek Hall hitting cleanup as the DH against, assuming on opening day, assuming there's a right-hander pitching, he's my cleanup hitter. You know, and I think people were a little surprised. It's on my Twitter line. You can go back. I laid the lineup out for Rob Thompson. Not that he kept it. Maybe he wants to show me how close I was on opening day. But I think my lineup was pretty good. But Derek Hall will be in that lineup a lot of times. And here's the other thing, and it's early to say this. I like Rhys Hoskins. That's not early to say that, because I've liked Rhys Hoskins as a hitter. He's important to their lineup. You would miss those 30 home runs. Everybody wanted to trade him. I know his defense is below average, and Hall might be a better defensive first baseman. That doesn't mean he's very good, but he's probably as good, if not better, than Hoskins. And in the end, and this is because, and it goes, Scott Boras comes up in the conversation again. The agent, the worst agent for the game of baseball. He might be good for his players, but he's not good for the game. He represents Hoskins. He's going to want a lot of money, and it ain't going to happen. I don't think Rhys Hoskins will be with the Phillies. Might even be by the trade deadline to see how Hall plays. And I can't see him here next year. And I think he's a really good guy, a really good guy in the clubhouse. His 30 home runs are important to a lineup. But if you get 30 home runs from somebody else and he's going to cost you a ton, you know, it might be time to move on. So we can talk about Phillies comings and goings, and they'll add somebody by the trade deadline. They always do. But I don't know that they need much right now. Suarez, you have to worry about a little bit right now. He came back from the World Baseball Classic, which I think is a waste of time. And it's not good for baseball to take players away from spring training, and pitchers to get them to amp it up really early for that is just a mistake. So he came back, so you got to keep an eye on him. It's just, by the way, Charlie Manuel, I mentioned something yesterday when he was on the afternoon show with Marks and Rhys. I think Charlie got, Trey Turner could be as good as Chase Utley. No. Let's get this straight. Trey Turner is better in every facet of the game than Chase Utley. Every facet of the game, he's better. Every facet of the game, he's better than Chase Utley. And Chase Utley was a really good player for the Phillies, not a Hall of Famer, but a really good player for the Phillies. Trey Turner, so much better. Come on, Charlie, could be as good as Chase Utley. No. He's going to be better than Chase Utley. So let's get that straight. The Flyers, they're out of sight and out of mind, I guess out of mind to a lot of people. They finally did what they should have done a year ago. Chuck Fletcher seems like a really nice guy. I mean, he's very polite. He's good to people. He's cordial at news conferences, but terrible, terrible general manager, terrible. And he's not been successful anywhere. So the Flyers finally made the move. And Danny Briere will do a nice job. I don't know if he's going to get the job permanently, but he's got the interim title. Which is, that's good. He's got the interim title. So it's all good. It'll be better. But it's going to take, there was years of neglect, and it's going to take 2 to 3 years to get them back to be a really competitive team. I don't know how many people want to talk about that. I'm sure that'll come up today. And the Sixers scrambled again. They It's not going to work in the playoffs coming back in the fourth quarter, but they won last night. But I have another issue with the Sixers. Josh Harris is a carpetbagger. He is the majority owner of the 76ers. He already owns the New Jersey Devils, which is competition for the Flyers. It's a rival in the division for the Flyers. And now he's trying to buy the Washington football team, which is competition somewhere down the line. I mean, they're a division rival somewhere down the line for the Eagles. This guy doesn't care about being a fan. All he cares about is making money. And people think, well, if he buys Washington, the football team, maybe he'll sell the Sixers. No. He's got that ego. And everybody wants to make money. But when's enough? Do you really need a team in the NFL? Do you really need it? It's for your ego. But then he would, if that happens, I hope it doesn't happen. It won't be good for the team's success. But it just shows you what a carpetbagger he is. All he cares about is the money. That's why it's hard to, like, when you look at ownership of the teams, I mean, I like Brian Roberts, who obviously owns Comcast, which is a corporation, but whatever the case, but that's not the right ownership for the Flyers, as we've seen. Josh Harris is not the right ownership for the Sixers because he just cares about making money. Where we're with the Phillies and the Eagles, their ownership cares. They're part of you. They care about winning. And they care about their fans. Certainly they want to make money, but they care about winning more than they care about making money. So we got two teams in town. I think the Flyers want to win, but they've gone about it totally the wrong way. But anyway, that's part of the discussion. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. All right, our question today for a chance to win the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers. Check them out at DeBruno.com. Great food. I got, and I will tell you this, I got dinner last night at one of the DeBruno Brothers retail locations. Sensational. I got it at the Ardmore location, which is in the farmer's market there. Bobby put together a bunch of good stuff for dinner over there at DeBruno Brothers. And it was sensational. And it would be for you too. What a great, I don't want to go down everything, but everything I had was terrific. And it could be for you. Just stop in one of their locations. All right, here's the question. Try to win the gift certificate. The worst sports breakups. Free agents, and we're in that period right now, free agents that left a team that probably should have stayed, but it was a bad breakup because they were still really good players, but they decided they were going to go somewhere else. Bad, worst sports breakups for free agents in sports. Can be any team in professional sports, the four major sports, to try to win the $100 gift certificate for the Bruno Brothers. All right. You got the numbers. We'll get to the phones. We'll get back to you. And we'll take care of business. I'm Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning. Kind of rainy out there, but it should clear up. WIP time now is 8:22, and I just told you about the Bruno Brothers. There's so many good things about the Bruno Brothers. Their incredible selection of specialty meats and cheeses. But did you know they offer full-service catering? Now, I didn't get my dinner catered last night by the Bruno Brothers. I went over and I picked it up, but that's the kind of food you will get in catering. It is terrific. Presentation is great. The food is terrific. Whatever you might need catering for, weddings, corporate events, businesses use the Bruno Brothers all the time. You got personal events, the lunches and more. The Bruno Brothers can handle the food. So many delicious options to choose from. And you will see you just don't try it. The cheese obviously is terrific. I mean, the cheese is coming from Italy, but the cheese is terrific. But the food is sensational. You can even send a taste of the Brunos to your friends, family, or clients for their birthday with the Bruno year-long gifting services. Yep, They can ship. You can send a taste of De Bruno anywhere. And send a taste of De Bruno's to your clients for their birthday, their anniversary, or maybe just because you just want to send it. As soon as they eat the food that you send, they will give you a call. There's no better way to share in a special culinary experience than with De Bruno's. Order through mydebruno.com, powered by Instacart, for pickup or delivery. That's De Bruno Brothers, mydebruno.com. It's powered by Instacart. Or you can check them out in any one of their 7 retail locations. That's debruno.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.